I don't make eye contact, I can't really see you right now. But great job. Thank you so much to the Ross Jeffers for heading that up as well. Can't wait for the adult guitar this evening later on. Hope everyone make it back to that. Of course, I always get to preach these because I'm the closest in age to the children's department of all the staff members. Christmas, one of my favorite seasons, holidays and seasons. Christmas is a season. One of the reasons is that it's a season of light. One of my memories as a child, one thing we would do every December once all the lights started turning on around town is pile all the kids in the van one night during December, go out, drive the whole town, look at everyone's Christmas lights, compare them to ours. Some of them were better, some of them were worse. That's, of course, a big thing around here, too, since you got McAdenville. It's like a tourist attraction. It makes the news when they turn the lights on, all that kind of stuff. I've seen it at the Clark's Tires down here, Mr. Tires, it's called now. It's on the news. If McAdenville's turning on their lights tonight, rain's not going to stop them. Nothing's going to stop them. They're turning on their lights. It's this big holiday. So lights are always a big deal with that. Come a long way since the 1800s when we first started putting Christmas lights on trees that weren't actual candles because they want to burn houses down. So you could buy like a 16-foot string of lights initially for the equivalent of what today would be like $350. So I guess you had to be rich to have Christmas lights on your tree. By today, they estimate they sell like 150 strings of lights every year. That's just what they sell. That's not what people already had to put on their trees. That's just what they sell every year. Over 80 million homes are going to light up their houses with Christmas lights every season. Use about 6% of the energy resources during the month of December all goes to lighting Christmas lights. So it's a big deal, and I like Christmas lights, right? Even going to King's Mountain, their Christmas lights aren't too bad here either. But lights, Christmas lights, make me think of light in the Bible and how prevalent a theme that light versus darkness is in the Bible. The Bible tells us that God is light. First John tells us that. He's the Father of lights, James tells us. In fact, the first recorded statement in Genesis that God says is, "Let there be light." The Bible starts with light. The Bible's going to end with light. When we go to the New Jerusalem, we're not going to need the sun and stars. Why? Because Jesus will be the light. Light is such a common theme in the Bible, even light versus darkness. Sin brought darkness into the world. The natural man is a child of darkness, the Bible tells us. Light versus darkness, good versus evil, isn't a concept that was invented by authors or by cinema. That's something we find in the Bible as well. So when I think of light, I do think of childhood memories. I do think of those things. But I also think of the Bible. I think of God as a God who is light, one of the ways the Bible describes him. I think of Jesus, who was sent here as the light of the world. It was prophesied that there was going to be a light that was going to come and shine in darkness, and that was Jesus, one of the statements he chooses to say about himself in the book of John. Among all the seven most important things that he wants to tell people, his I am statements was that I am the light of the world. Light is important. Corinthians describes the gospel as well as the glorious light, the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. So God knows that the world was in darkness, and he sent light into the world so that people didn't have to live in darkness but could instead live in light. The important thing, with that as the background, the important thing is how do we react to that light once it comes? I want to talk today about just three really quick reactions that we can have to the light. We can be a light rejector, we can be a light receptor, or we can be a light reflector. So first of all, we have the light rejectors. Those are those, of course, who don't want anything to do with the light. The Bible seems to point at least two main reasons why that happens. John 1, 4 through 5 says, "In him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness. The darkness comprehended it not." Sometimes people reject the light, I think from a lack of understanding or lack of proper presentation. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 4 tells us that if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. So Satan doesn't want people to understand the light, to receive the light. He blinds their eyes. So sometimes the light is rejected because their eyes, their minds have been blinded. Sometimes, I think maybe even just as often or more often, it's because people like the darkness better. Jesus said in John chapter 3, when he's right after the famous John 3:16, if we go down to John 3, verses 19 through 21, Jesus says that there's this condemnation, that light is come into the world, But men loved darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifested they are wrought in God. And we know from common everyday experience that evil and darkness are associated together. There's a reason that people don't want to be in dark parking lots. We don't even want our church parking lots to be dark. Recently at my work, there was this concern with our landlord that they wanted better lights put up around the entrance because it's getting dark so early. People don't feel safe when they're alone and in the dark because we know that darkness is associated with evil. Men who love darkness because their deeds are evil. So some people reject this light because you have some light over here that's actually smoking. Let's take a brief recess here. All right, so people reject light because of ignorance, because they don't want anything to do with it, because they love their evil. Other people receive the light. But as many as receive him, to them gives Jesus power to become the sons of God. Ephesians 5:8 specifically talks about the light versus darkness. He says, "You were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord." My first challenge today would be, if you currently live in that darkness, is if you are what Jesus, what the Bible describes as a child of darkness, that you should accept that light. Jesus offers the light of the world. You don't have to wander in darkness. You don't have to, the Bible says, stumble without even knowing at what you stumble. You can accept the light of Christ. You know how important light is. Think of common day examples of like when your kid's fussing at night, you get up and want to give him his pacifier, but of course you spit it out. So you're like, don't want to turn the light on because you don't want to wake him up, but you're trying to like reach around everywhere for that. And it's never on the crib. It's always under the crib, like tucked away in a corner kind of thing. You're on hands and knees trying to find this thing in the dark. Light helps us so much. It gives us guidance. It lets us see our way. It lets us not be in confusion. It protects us from danger, from fear. Jesus offers us light. We can accept that. So if you have never accepted that light, I would challenge you to do so today. I want to focus just a few minutes on that third point, which is that we ought to be light reflectors. We shouldn't just receive the light of Christ, the light of the gospel, but we should reflect that to other people. When Jesus told his disciples that I am the light of the world, he didn't just end there. He went on to say, ye also are the light of the world. There's that children's song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine." There's actually a lot of truth in that little song because it either quotes or paraphrases that passage of what Jesus actually said. He says, ye are the light of the world. That Ephesians passage I just alluded to says that you're to walk as children of light. Jesus said that we're supposed to let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify God, which is in heaven. I think it's interesting that the Bible, that Jesus didn't say that we ought to be the light of the world. He didn't say, I'm the light, you should be light. He said, I'm the light. If you have me, ye also are the light of the world. It's not our job to try to manufacture the light, to try to come up with the light somehow. That's already in you if you're a Christian, if you've received it. Jesus didn't say, shine your light. He says, let your light shine. You have to allow it. It's actually just like the children's song says. If your light's not shining, it's because you didn't let it shine. It's because Satan blew it out. Or it's because, as Jesus said, you hide under a bushel. So if my light's not shining, it's because I'm letting other things block the light from view. The light's there if I've accepted it. Jesus says, let your light shine, that people can see it. Don't hide under the bushel, but set it up on a hilltop where people can see it. Ephesians tells us that we're supposed to let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Jesus said that as well. So, the second challenge is to let our light shine. We have various things that stop that. There's things that we allow in our lives, whether it's carnalities, whether it's fear of sharing the light, whether it's other things that we let in that prevents other people from being able to see that light. If you need a good reflection of a light, then you need a clean surface. Right, like a polished mirror is going to reflect better than a dull or faded or scratched up mirror. There's, you could say, a more of a passive reflecting, which is making sure our life is clean so that it reflects to other people so they see our testimony. There's the active shine of the light, which we actively tell people, hey, this is what God did for me. This is the light that I have received and I share with other people. So two basic challenges for today, which is taking a couple minutes. Light has come into the world. Jesus brought that. The first question is, have you received it? And I hope you have. If you haven't, there's people here today who would love to talk to you about that, how you can receive that light and live in light, not in darkness. And then secondly, if you have received it, are you sharing it? Are you reflecting it? That's what God has called us to do. One of our most basic tasks as Christians is to be the light of the world. Jesus left, but he left us as lights behind him. Are we reflecting that light to other people? So as we do think of the Christmas season, as we do enjoy the lights, whether it's here in church with these decorations or around town or on television, if you want to go watch the famous light shows on there, think of the light of the world that has come and remember to share that light with other people, especially during this season when people are more ready to come to church or more ready to listen to these things as you tell them the real meaning of Christmas. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for this morning. Thank you for all the work that went into the children's program. What a wonderful blessing that was. Thank you for your word. Thank you for being the light of the world. Thank you that Jesus came here to bring light to us so that we don't have to walk in darkness. I do ask that each one here who has accepted that light, that as we go about our ways this Christmas season, that we would reflect that light to other people. And if there is one here who has never accepted that light, that they would choose to do that today. We praise this thing in Jesus' name. Amen.